Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Nida Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Bet, about to take a look at the second Mishnah in this, the fourth parak. We looked at the Benot HaKutim and the status of the Kutim as a group because of the curious way that they observe Hilchot Nida. And now Benot Sudukin, a group that was pretty much disappeared by the times of the Mishnah, but there are still a few of them around, as we will hear. So the Tzadokim, who were another sect during the times of the second Bayit, and had their own traditions which were different, but in many cases, especially after the destruction of the Mikdash, they sort of assimilated into the regular normative rabbinate community, and that will play a role in this sugya. And if they chose to follow their ancestral path, then we have to judge them like kutiyot, and from the day one, they're considered nidot, and their husbands are considered bo'alei nida. But if they left the community and embraced Archei Yisrael, the Jewish way, they have the same din as a regular Jewess. Rabbi Yossi Amrali Olam Hen Ki Yisraeli, he disagrees and says the default is that they are Jewish, meaning properly following rabbinate leadership, unless they leave and re-embrace their ancestral ways. Okay. The first question is, Stamamai. According to Tanakama, what's the default? Toshma, if they chose to follow their ancestral ways, that means that they're like Kutiot, meaning Hastama, the default is Kisraeli. It's only if we know affirmatively that they're following their ancestral traditions that they're judged that way. But look at the second half. Pershul alechem v'dachei Yisrael, if they left their ancestral ways to embrace Judaism, harehen ke'Yisraelit, then they are Yisraelit hastama, what's the default? Kechutit. Right? Elamiha leka lemishma mina, we have another example of contradiction by implication, and therefore we can really conclude nothing from here. Toshman, Tan Rabbi Yossi, remember, we know Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Tanakama and says, le'olam hen ki'Yisraelit, they really are Ki Yisraelit until they leave and embrace their father's ways. So obviously, Tanakama must hold that the default is that they are like Kutiot Shmamina. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, here we have a story. He was talking to the Kohen Gadol, must have been in Shalim, in the marketplace. And some spittle came out of his mouth, and it fell onto the clothes. These aren't the big deku and agdola, but just on his clothes. He was very upset. He went to this tzadoki's wife to ask her how she practiced the law before he would get there, before her husband would get there. Amralo avavishin ashet tzadokim hein, even though we are wives of tzadokim, mitarot v'napushim, we're afraid of you guys, of the Pharisees, umarot dam l'chachamim. So we show all of our dam l'chachamim, which means we observe nida according to your standards, and really there's nothing to worry about. Amar Rabbi Yossi, b'kin anu b'hen yoter min hakol. He said, we know more about them than about anything else, because evidently in Tzipori there was still a neighborhood of Stukim, and marot dam l'chachamim, and they all show their dam to the chachamim, so we don't need to worry about that at all, which explains Rabbi Yossi's position in the Mishnah. There was one woman in our neighborhood, she did not show her dam to the chachamim. Umeitar, we assume that her death was some sort of a punishment for that, in the heavenly punishment. Okay, but now, back to the story of the Kohen Gadol. Forget about the fact that this guy might have been a Bo'al Nida, and we turned out he's not, but he himself is an Am Haaretz. Rabbi was a duki chaver. He could have been a tzaduki, who's a chaver, who's a knowledgeable fellow, who is careful about tumah v'tahara. I'm a rabbi tzaduki chaver bo'al nida mashvit lev. But that means in this conversation we were assuming he was bo'al nida. He was a chaver. How can we assume he's a bo'al nida? Ella, I'm a rabbi regel hayah. It was during Yom Tov. Tumat hamaretz beregel k'tahara shavino rabbanon. The rabbis declared everyone to be tahor baregel. It's a sugya and chagiga, and therefore, even this fellow is considered tahor, and the only concern is Bo'al Nida, and he found out from the wife that she observes properly. What's the proof text for this? Not exactly a proof text, more of an allusion. Nichtiv ayasev kol ish Yisrael el ha'ir ki ish achad chaverim. This, from the context, is the Civil War, when everybody else met to go to war against Binyamin, so they all gathered together. But the allusion here is hakatuv ki asan kilu kulan chaverim. Whenever they gather together, which is the regel, they get a status of chaverim. Okay. Good. Now, Mishnah Dalet, we'll only be able to analyze the first part of this. Dam Goya v'dam Tara. By the way, almost any time that you find Oved or Oved Kochavim in the Mishnah, it's a censored text, and the original is Goya or Nochrit. Dam Goya v'dam Tahara Shel Mitzorat. So we have three different kinds of sets of dam here, and in two of them a Machloka Pecham Beit Hillel. The dam of a non-Jewish woman, straight out non-Jewish, or dam tahara shel mitzorat, which means a woman is a mitzorat, and then she gives birth, and 7 or 14 days later she goes to the mikveh, and now her dam is tahor. Now, question is though, what's the status of that dam tahor? Rechamai mitari, he says tahor legamri. Tel omrim kirokach mimei ragleha. The dam of the mitzorat should be no worse than her spit or her urine, which is an avatuma because of ma'ayan ha-mitzorah. It's a wellspring, as it were, that comes from mashkeha mitzorah, just like with the zava and a zava. And the goya also has tumah, but only if it's moist. That's the important thing. Kerokach me'raglea means that only if it's wet is it mitame. Now, next one. Dam ha-yoledet shelo tavla. You have a woman who's a yoledet. Let's say she had a boy, and after day 7, she didn't go to the mikveh yet, and on day 9, she has some dam. It's dam tohar. Beit Shammai says, yes, indeed, it's metame, but only if moist. Just like any other tmeah with tumah yotzeh migufa who has liquids come out. Beit Hillel says, no, it's metame, moist and dry, just like dam nida. We'll talk about Yoledet Bezov a little bit later on. Suffice it to say, and we already saw it earlier with our extreme case of 95 possible tefillot, that Yoledet Bezov is a woman who goes into labor and for 3 days is bleeding during what would be Yemei Ziva for her, and then stops the labor for a certain amount of time, and we'll see in a couple podcasts how long that is, but continues to bleed and then gives birth. That's called Yoledet Bezov, and she has Shiva Nakim. Shimatam Alach V'Yavesh. Here, Beit Shammai, I agree with Beit Hillel that any dam she has is metame, even if dry, just like dam hazava, because that's what she is. All right, let's go to the first issue, which is the dam hagoya. V'leit lehu le Beit Shammai, the Rabban Yisrael Marta Alehem, ish ish ki yez zav, that the Torah says that we're addressing Bnei Yisrael and saying that if a man is a zav, and what's the limud? Bnei Yisrael matam b'ziva after ve'en ha'o agoyin matam b'ziva. Only Jews have tumat ziva. Ava gazru alei and shu kezavim lechol divrayim. But they made a gzeira that the goyim should be like zavim. So don't Beit Shammai don't accept that? Amalach Beit Shammai. So in parentheses we have this note, but it's certainly true that Beit Shammai says that's limited to men. We'll see that later on. Because, hechi lavid, how are we going to consider Goyish women as Zava? Litame lach v'yavesh, are we going to give them full tuma so that their dam is metame, whether wet or dry, just like a Zava? Asito kashal Torah, then you're going to establish them as if they are the same as the Torah, meaning tuma midoraita, and then we're going to burn truma if they touch, and that's not right. Lit mi lach v'lo lit mi yavesh, why should we say that maybe their dam is only metame if it's moist and not dry, which means that it's kind of like Miraglim, etc. Chilakta b'shel Torah. Then you're going to make a distinction within the Torah law, and the problem with that is that people will make the mistake of thinking that's the rule for Jews too. Ihachi, so if that's the case, we'll come miraglim nami. Then why are you even having her spit and urine count as tame? The answer is, given avidina hakar avadama, and this is going to drive the whole discussion. Since we make a clear distinction between the Goya and the Yisraelite with dam, where her dam is not metame, made the idea of the Rokam Eragla Durabanan. Everybody knows that those things are only Tame Durabanan. So why not flip it? Why don't we just say her Rok and Meraglaim, her spittle and urine, are not Tame at all, and then say the dam is Tame? And we'll know it's through Rabbanan, not burn truma. The answer is Rokam Emiraglah. The Shchichi goes to Rabbanan. Those are much more common. Dama, blood is much less Shchiach. To lo Shchicha, it's certainly less Shchiach for it to be around people. Lo goes to Rabbanan. So they want to make the Xerah somewhere that everybody would see, that we are saying that they are Tmeot, but not in the less frequent one. Okay. Amaravas. Rava said, Zovot Tamea for the Beit Shammai. Even Beit Shammai would agree that a male non-Jew, his zov is tameh. Kiryo tahor, and his carry, regular shechlat zera, is tahor. Afilu bet hil, even bet hil would have to agree. Why? Zovo tameh afilu bet shamai ta'ika me'aved hekera bekiryo. Since we're going to say that the carry is tahor, we'll know that he's not of the same status as a Jew, and therefore we could say the zov is tameh, we won't be misled. Kiryo tahor, the inverse of Udra Rabbanan, Hekera, Kechel, Oliso, Fale, Trumo, Kodshim, that even Rehillel would have to agree that the carry of a goy is tahor, because we have to have some sort of a hekar, some sort of a distinction, so that we don't think that his tumah is d'oraita and burn truma, etc. Okay, so why not flip it? Why don't we say that his zov is tahor and his carry is tameh? And here's an answer that's a little bit difficult to decipher. Zovod lo tali b'ma'aseh. His zov is not up to him. He didn't do anything. He just got sick or diseased, whatever. So Gazer Ravon, that's where they put the gzera. Kiryo the tali b'ma'aseh, but carry is something that's really up to you and something that he sort of generated one way or the other. Lo Gazer Ravon, they didn't put the gzera there. Unclear why. In any case, that's the reality. So lema sayele, perhaps the following supports this statement of Rava. Goya shepalta shechlat zera Yisrael. You have a Jew had relations with a non-Jewish woman, and then she has the shechlat zera come out a couple of days later. Tmeya, the shechlat zera, not the woman, the shechlat zera is tmeya. Why? Because it's Jewish zera, even though it went into her. So shechlat zera of a Jew is tamei. But the opposite, if a goy had relations with a Jewish woman and a couple days later she had shechlat zera come out, tahara, that shechlat zera is tahara. In other words, the woman that it went into doesn't change the status. That's where it came from. So my love, tahara legamura, doesn't that mean she's tahara legamre? It's tahara legamre, meaning even d'rabbanan. Lo, tahara midoraita tmeo d'rabbanan. Not necessarily. It could be that midoraita, the shechlat zera is tahara. Midorabbanan will say it's tamei. So we haven't yet proven Rava's position. Toshma, so take a look at this Tosefta. Nimtzeita Omer Shechvat Zera Shel Yisrael Tmeya B'chol Makom. So the conclusion of that Mishnah is that the Shechvat Zera of Yisrael is Tamei wherever it is, Afilu Mei Goya, even in the belly of a Goya. V'shel Goy Tahor Tahorim B'chol Makom Afilu Mei Yisraelit. That of a non-Jew is Tahor wherever it is, even if it's in the belly of a Yisraelit. Chutz Meraglaim Shabbat, unless he had Meraglaim go in also, in which case that would be Tamei. Okay, v'chitei machinami tahora d'oraita. And if you're going to tell me that tahor and tameh in this braita mean d'oraita, but not d'rabanan, tameh and d'rabanan, atu meraglaim d'oraita mi mitamu. The meraglaim of a goy aren't mitamu mi d'oraita. Nothing is mi d'oraita of a non-Jew, as far as Tumah goes. Ela shmamina tahora filu mi d'rabanan. So when it say tahora, they must mean even d'rabanan. Shmamina, so now Rava is supported that shichvat zer v'goy is 100% tahor. Amar Mar, let's take a look at this. Shechvat Zera Shel Yisrael Tmeya V'chol Makom Afilu Mei Yogoya. So Tivsha Dabayi Rav Papa. This should answer Rav Papa's question. Dabayi Rav Papa. Shechvat Zera Shel Yisrael Mei Goya Mau B'toch Gimel. I remember when a Jewish man has relations with a Jewish woman, for the first 3 days, that Shechvat Zera that's inside of her is still called Shechvat Zera. And if it comes out, she's Tmeya for either Maga or Roa of Shechvat Zera. What happens if he has relations with a non-Jewish woman, and then within 3 days he's poletet? So, our answer is, B'toch gemelo kumim by lever papa. Papa was not asking what's the status within the first 3 days. That's clear, it's tmeah. And by lever gemelmai, he's wondering about after three, and it's a very interesting take. Yisrael the daig mitzvot, he says the anxiety level of a Jewish woman is higher. Why? Because she's concerned about the mitzvot she's supposed to be doing. And therefore, chalugufayu umasriach. Maybe that kind of puts some bile into her body or something, which then is masriach and makes the shechvat zera no longer shechvat zera after 3 days. But goyim do daigiv mitzvot, a non-Jew doesn't have that concern. The anxiety level is not as high. So lo chalugufayu lo masriach. Maybe they don't, that emotion doesn't hurt their body in masriach. So maybe if it's in a non-Jewish woman, maybe even after 4 or 5 or 6 days, it's still shechvat zera. Odima, the other possibility is Kevin to Achlish Gutzer Masim, they eat all sorts of things that we don't eat, Chavu Gufayu, maybe that has that effect. Umasriach, and his answer was Teku, I don't know what the answer is. Okay, we'll pause at this point, we're gonna look at the issue of Dam Taharash Mitzorat, in the next podcast. The meantime, you should have a wonderful day.